Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 415, the stanzas 2 and 4. Unto me, O Lord Jehovah, show thy ways and teach thou me, so that by thy Spirit guided clearly I thy paths may see and what follows. Psalter 415, the stanzas 2 and 4. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Corinthians 2. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. 1 Corinthians 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. And now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Peter Clyer, who in this past week at the curatorium meeting has been declared candidate and is callable in the day of tomorrow. And Mr. and Mrs. Mark and Barb Vanderhart, who hope to commemorate their 40th wedding anniversary on Saturday. Let us ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, another week has quickly run its course, a week in the midst of the cares and the trials, a week in which thou hast granted many blessings. May it please thee to grant a humble and a broken heart under thy goodness and under thy sparing hand, where we may still be in the precious day of grace, where law and gospel, the only name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved, may still be proclaimed, and that for a sinful and an unthankful people, ah, Lord, may it please thee by the first time and by renewal to grant a little bewonderment and a looking up unto thee and a living and an upright prayer that thou may remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Then in the past week, then much has transpired. Where at the beginning, elections have been held. The votes have been tallied. Then thou was yet shown this province a little mercy, a little extension, concerning the many liberties which we may enjoy. And, Lord, then we commend all those who have been chosen. We commend unto thee our premier. Do grant yet a bowing her knees and an opening of thy holy word, because as a province, then we can only expect thy divine blessing when there may be a returning unto thee and unto thy holy word, O Lord. May it please thee to yet in that time of extension, to yet grant a repentance, because if there is no returning unto thee, then the judgments shall surely come. Then in the past week, then thou was granted that the curatorium has met, and that the student, that he was declared a candidate, callable, in the day of tomorrow. And then we humbly ask thee that thou may be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, that thou may clearly point out to him a flock where he must and where he may labor for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Our theological school, after many years, has become empty. May that burden and that need be felt. May it be laid before thee, and that thou may remember us in these solemn and serious times with thy blessing and with thy favor. We commend unto thee the dry and thirsty earth with an acknowledgement for what thou hast yet given in the past week, with a profound impression that it is all undeserved and all sinned away. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to provide that there may be food for man and for beast. And then we read oftentimes in thy word concerning thy chosen people, the people of Israel in the land of Canaan, that thou hast declared that when a people would walk in thy ways, when they would repent of their evil ways, that thou would open the heavens and that thou would gladden the earth. But when a people would continue in their evil and sinful ways, when that people would harden their heart, that the earth would be as brass and the heavens as iron, ah, Lord, wilt thou granted unto us and our children, and not only the concern, the concerns are great and manifold. May we be given to feel more our dependency upon thee. But, Lord, work by the first time and by renewal those anxious concerns concerning the dry earth. And now it is thy work, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to make that dry earth thirsty. Ah, Lord, may such thirsty souls have come up to thy house with that vehement prayer, a looking up unto thee. Oh, a little begging that thou wouldst send the showers down from above, that they may be satisfied with the fatness of thy house, that they may be given to rejoice with that joy unspeakable, that they may be given to drink of that living fountain, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Ah, Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth that are so dependent upon thee. It is also the work of the Spirit that they may feel that dependency and a prayer unto thee, the living God. And, ah, Lord, the dry earth, so dead and so unfruitful, may it be that there are those prepared arrows, prepared in eternity, and in thy sovereignty, at thy time, in thy way, that they shall be shot into the hearts of the king's enemies, as has taken place on the day of Pentecost, where 3,000 were pricked in the heart, and, ah, Lord, they were arrows of love, they were arrows of conviction, they were arrows which the wounded sinners could not remove, but where they were given to ask, men and brethren, what must we do? Ah, Lord, may it then please thee in this hour to shoot those arrows into the hearts of boys and girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. We all stand in the need of the same matter, where with rapid strides we are hastening to that never-ending eternity. Oh, do bless thy word to that end, and of thy church after the time of Pentecost. We read that thou wast added daily to the church such as should be saved. Ah, may that take place in this very day, and that thy great name may be honored and glorified. That is the purpose of all purposes, and thou shalt be glorified in each of our lives. Ah, for those that go lost, it shall be to the glorification of thy justice. But, ah, Lord, for thy chosen church, it shall be to the glorification of all of thy attributes. Ah, do it then in this day, for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou remember all those that labor in thy vineyard? Remember thy servants, elders and deacons. Do remember and help the student in this day. May the earth be filled with the knowledge of the Lord in this dark and troublesome time. But the psalmist has declared that the Lord reigneth, and, ah, Lord, then we may still be under the truth, and surely that is for a special purpose. May that purpose be fulfilled in this very day. Wilt thou pour out thy Spirit in a richer measure, that there may be that wrestling and that storming at the throne of grace, that thou may do a great work amongst us, Lord. We commend unto thee the many needs. Ah, do remember the mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought children and other loved ones to the cemetery. Continue to uphold them, that the callings of death may be used, that dead sinners may be born in Zion. Wilt thou remember all of our elderly ones? Remember the sick and afflicted ones, ah, Lord. Then by renewal, then there may be a week and a Sabbath day where there are none in the hospital. That is thy doing. May we be given to see thy hand therein. May we be humbled thereunder. When in our family circles we may still freely go in and out. But, Lord, thou knowest all those that are under the physician's care. The different circumstances are known unto thee. May the callings be used that we may be brought in another hospital. And that is that spiritual hospital where their sin-sick soul ought to learn that we cannot save ourselves, and with the prayer whether there is yet a way that such a black and sick sinner that is only becoming worse, how they may be healed, and that is only possible through the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy help. Do grant thy Spirit in speaking and in listening go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, pass none by. Those that are in their dwellings, wilt thou also grant a blessing there, and with an impression, no rights, nothing to plead upon. Our sins are great and manifold, but, Lord, do it for the glorification of thy name. Remember us and our children in the multitude of thy tender mercies. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 389, the stanzas 3, 5, and 6. Recalling former days and all thy wondrous deeds, the memory of thy ways to hope and comfort leads. To thee I stretch my hands, let me not plead in vain. And what follows, Psalter 389, the stanzas 3, 5, and 6, and the extra collection today is for the school. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Corinthians 2, the verses 12 and 13. And now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Our text words speak of the precious things of the Spirit of God, with three thoughts. In the first place, the worldly spirit, contrary to the Spirit of God. Secondly, the free teaching of the Spirit of God. And thirdly, the reflecting exercises by the Spirit of God, the precious things of the Spirit of God, the worldly spirit contrary to the Spirit of God, the free teaching of the Spirit of God, and thirdly, the reflecting exercises by the Spirit of God. Thus first, the worldly spirit contrary to the Spirit of God, because we read, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Beloved congregation, the Apostle Paul was given to visit the city of Corinth on a second missionary journey, approximately the years 50 through 52 A.D. It was believed to be a city of approximately 500,000, was on a trade route from south and north, east and west. It was a prosperous city of trade and of wealth, of prosperity. It was also a city of great immorality. And this is where, by the Lord's divine providence, that Paul was given to preach the gospel. And then we have heard from the chapter we have read together that there was much disappointment, discouragement, persecution, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. We read of a stay in Corinth in Acts 18, and there the Lord has encouraged him. There the Lord has spoken those special words, "Be not afraid, hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set to do hurt unto thee, for I have much people in this city." Oh, what a blessing that in that large, that wicked, that worldly, that ignorant city of Corinth, that there were many lying under the seal of divine election. And to that end, Paul was given to preach, to remain for 18 months, much fruit upon his labors, And then on the third missionary journey, approximately 5 years later, because it was at the end of that third missionary journey, that Paulus heard that in that newly formed church congregation was not going so well, then of the household of Colli, then there was the report that there was division, the one like Paulus preacher, another one the eloquence of Apollos, the other one the fiery spirit of Peter, another one said they were of Christ, but in the way of pride. And then also a delegation has come where that people had questions concerning marriage, concerning Christian liberty, and concerning spiritual gifts. And to that end, Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was given to write this letter. And before he has addressed those three issues from the delegation, then he has first spoken of the free and sovereign grace of God. And in verse 2, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." And then further in this chapter, to be given to speak of the work of the Holy Spirit, where it is the work of the Spirit to make room in the heart of sinners and to glorify Christ in their hearts. Thus, in our text words, to make it simple, boys and girls, we read in our text words of teaching so we can consider a school. And in a school, the school year is coming to an end. Then we have students, we have a teacher, and we have textbooks. And then, of course, for students, it goes the best when those students are eager to learn, and an impression, because it can be in school, boys and girls, that sometimes we think, why do I now have to know this? But we do not know what the Lord has laid away for us. Thus, it goes the best when we have eager students, that we have textbooks, and that we have a teacher. And now in our text words, then it speaks of the school of Jesus Christ. And then we come on that school when the Lord begins that good work of grace in our heart. And in that school, we never graduate. And then the textbook, that is the Holy Word of God. And the teacher, that is the Holy Spirit. And now Paul may write to the Corinthians of the wonderful work of grace, because we read in our text, "And now we have received," and then he has first said, "and not the spirit of the world." Thus then Paul in our text words are given to speak of an other teacher and of an other spirit. And in our Dutch Bible, in the annotations concerning the spirit of the world, then they have written, "to learn worldly things, and in worldly things finds his pleasure, or where any places his happiness." Thus that is now that spirit of the world. And of course, oh alas, we live in a world and in a time used to be so different. No, not perfect, boys and girls, but in the earlier days, also in our country, then as a general rule, then most families, they had a family Bible. then in the schools, then the Bible had a large place. But alas, in the last century, then the scriptures, prayer has been removed, and we see the sad consequences, and we have many reasons to fear, because what is now that spirit of the world? That is a spirit that recognizes or tells us that is the spirit of humanism and of rationalism, where they try to believe that not God's word, but that the mind of man is supreme. And if you give unto man opportunity, then the world shall become a better place. Then in the second place, then the spirit of this world that denies our deep fallen Adam, that we have fallen so deeply in our covenanted Adam, but then the world tells us that man is yet good, and if you give opportunity, if you give unto boys and girls the opportunity to progress into bud, then it shall all turn out well. Then in the third place, that spirit of the world that denies the divine providence of God, it denies the sovereignty of God, and then they believe in chance. Then in the fourth place, then the spirit of the world that focuses on the pleasures of the world, where we read in 2 Timothy 3 verse 4, more lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. And in the fifth place, then the spirit of this world that focuses only on the time and does not mention or think of a never-ending eternity. It only focuses on self and never on the glory of God. That is, in theory, the spirit of the world. Then it is a privilege and a blessing. We may still of God's word, may still be under the truth, where we may hear of that precious teaching which the Spirit granteth unto his church, to instruct them in that one thing needful. In theory, we read in 1 John 2, the verses 15 and 16, love not the world, neither the things that are therein. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. Congregation, how is it now in practice concerning those 5 points? We can know the truth, but the spirit of the world, do we walk according to that spirit? We have heard out of verse 8, but none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Do you hear it? For had they known it, how is it with us, congregation? Because had we known it, we only have an impression of whom the Lord is, this glory, this majesty, and his justice, and his mercy, omnipresence, omniscience. Had we known it, Oh, then surely, then we shall be given to bow, Lord, as a people that cannot bow low enough. Had they known it, the exceeding sinfulness of sin, that it grieves a just, a good-doing God. The wages of sin is death, must be punished temporally and eternally. Oh, had they known it, then surely, then there shall be a fleeing, there shall be a repentant, there shall be a begging, there shall be a praying. Had they only known it, the sweetness and the blessedness of the service of the Lord, the joy that it grants a poor and a needy people, beggars at the throne of grace, when they may be given to unburden their heart, when they as a little child may be given to live in that dependency, trusting and looking unto the Lord. Oh, had they known it, then surely, then sinners would be more on their knees, begging the Lord for that one thing needful. Oh, had they known it, what shall it be, young and old? Eternity. Oh, had they known it, the blessedness of eternal glory, which Christ has merited for his people, where they shall be delivered, where they shall be given to praise a triune God. Oh, had they known it, then there would be more sinners earnestly striving to enter that straight gate, that they may be placed on that narrow way. Oh, had they known it, what it shall be to spend a never-ending eternity in hell, weeping, gnashing of teeth, no water to cool our tongue, where there shall be cursing, where there shall be no exit, where there shall be no clock. Oh, had they known it, then surely, then sinners, they would be given to hasten for their life's sake. They would be given to flee. But the spirit of the world that blinds them. And now concerning the spirit of the world can also be in a religious way. Oh, the Arminian that also denies her default, still that free will of man, the antinomian, when they reject the will of God, those that are passive, those that are careless concerning their never-dying soul. Oh, the worldly spirit of which we read in Ephesians 2 verse 2, the spirit which now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but thus our text that makes a separation of people through our deep fall in our natural state. Then we are led, are deceived by the spirit of the world. We are so deluded. But now the apostle may speak concerning the church that have been delivered in beginning, because when the Lord works, then we have many complaints about that carnal heart. The psalmist in Psalm 119 verse 25, and what a close and dependent life the psalmist had. My soul cleaveth to the dust, but yet that prayer quickened me according to thy word. Ah, that people, they learned the necessity of the teaching of the Spirit that is our second thought. The free teaching of the Spirit of God. And then we read, now we have received the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And that takes place in the moment of regenerations, when we are converted, boys and girls. Then we receive that Spirit of God, and then we are enrolled on the school of Jesus Christ. Not that that people realize it immediately. Oh, they realize that they listen differently, that everything has become different, and then that Spirit shall teach them the awfulness of being unconverted on that broad way. Then they shall be given to see the end of the world with all the things thereof, that it shall end in hell. And then they become God-seekers. And then as a child, they are enrolled in that school. And then the Bible becomes so precious, becomes so needful, they are given to search it, and they are given to beg for understanding, because those students, what do they learn? They learn what an eager has confessed, that he had not the understanding of a man, but they become very diligent students. And how they listen, because it has been the work of the Spirit to unstop their eyes, ears, and open their eyes. And now we read of the Spirit of God, that is the Holy Ghost, as we read in verse 13, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things. Thus that speaks of the Spirit teaching a people that need teaching. And then the things freely given to us of God. Thus our text speaks of a school where there is no tuition. This all free. All free in sovereign grace. The beginning and the furtherance and to the very end. The things that are freely given to us of God. And the church is given to be wonder that grace. We read further in this letter, in this epistle, in chapter 4, verse 17, and who maketh thee to differ? Oh, oftentimes, those students, they are given to reflect upon those matters, the things freely given to us of God. And now it is the work of the Spirit to teach, to uncover, to show their need. Ah, those students, they become seekers, they become beggars. They are given to pray with Psalm 25, verse 4. What we have sung together at the beginning, show me thy ways, teach me thy paths, because those students learn that they are lost. They learn the exceeding sinfulness of sin. Oh, many times in the classroom you see those students weeping because of their condition and of their ignorance, but also because of their desires, because of their thirst, because they are given to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Ah, they do their best to please the Lord, but many times they have to confess concerning their ignorance, but also so ashamed because of their sin and burdened because of their debt, They have learned to experience the separation. They hope to satisfy the Lord with their diligence, also in the school of learning. But each time they have to confess that they are so sinful, so ignorant, and that they know it no more anymore, are there a few souls? Because we can know what's so good for, with our mind, congregation. And that is necessary, that we are grounded in the truth of God's holy word, how the Lord leads his people. But when the Lord begins, and then those students can even be so foolish, they can try to tell their teacher exactly how it must go. But the Lord also always leads his people in those mysterious ways. And how it is the work of the Spirit to show unto those students the things that are freely given to us of God. And that includes all the benefits of the covenant of grace. But it is especially the work of the Spirit to reveal those things that are freely given to us of God. And that is the gift of the Father, that is his beloved Son, to make room in the hearts of the students for that only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. That is the glorious and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he is freely given to the church. He was already given in the council of peace in eternity, given in the fullness of time. He was given as that sacrifice for sin, that he has paid the price, glorified the attributes of his Father. But now the Spirit, he teaches those students, and he reveals that precious mediator, never separated from his word. And then he shows that mediator in his necessity, in his suitableness, and in his preciousness, and that he is freely given for those students without money and without price. The things freely given to us of God. Elihu, he has said in Job 36 verse 22, none teacheth like him. And now the Spirit further instructs them in the leadings, what is necessary for a child of God to know. We think of the disciples. They have become students. They have sat under the prophetical ministry of Christ. But then it was the Spirit that has led them further, and on the day of Pentecost to receive those further leadings, a knowledge of the third person as the sealer of their salvation. Thus the things freely given to us of God, and that concerns grace, and it concerns providence. And when that takes place, then it shall often be in the life of those students that they are given to reflect and to ponder, comparing spiritual things was spiritual, and that is our third thought, but let us first sing Psalter 212, the first four stanzas. I thought upon the days of old, the years departed long. I held communion with my heart, by night recalled my song. And what follows, 212, the first four stanzas. Thank you. the precious things of the Spirit of God. The worldly spirit, contrary to the Spirit of God. The free teaching of the Spirit of God. And now thirdly, the reflecting exercises by the Spirit of God. And then we read, which things also we speak, and not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. And in a former verse, Paul has said in verse 4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And we read in Zechariah 4, verse 6, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And now that people who by grace are freely enrolled in the school of Jesus and freely received the things that the Spirit teacheth, then such souls, such students, they shall oftentimes be reflecting and be comparing. Undoubtedly, that also takes place on a natural school. Then, boys and girls, when you come closer to the end of a school year, then hopefully, when you were given to think of the beginning of the school year, if you compare one day to the next, then perhaps not so much difference, although it is a blessing that each day by renewal we may learn something new and something interesting and something we may remember. But when we look back at the beginning of the year and now, then surely you can say that there is an increase in knowledge. And now concerning the spiritual students, then oftentimes they are given, they are not the worst times, given to compare spiritual things with spiritual. Then in the first place, then they are given to compare their former life. What a privilege it is, boys and girls. May you be given to ask the Lord that he convert you early. Heaven, boys and girls that were converted from their youth, who did not even really know, of course, the world tempts, the world draws, all learn what sinners we are, but not such a drastic change. But now, when there may be a time that we are enrolled in that school, then how often that people are given to reflect upon their former life when they were under the teaching of the spirit of the world, given to consider their sins, also given to consider the joy they had in the world, comparing spiritual with spiritual, concerning that joy of the world with the joy in the service of the Lord. Oh, that in former times they have thought, what joy can there now be to be as a little child? Not so many freedoms to live such a sober life, to find our life in God's house. What joy is there in? But oh, when they may be given to compare spiritual things with spiritual, then they are given to see, that even in seeking and in missing, that even in those matters, that there is more joy than in all the things of the world. Given to compare spiritual things with spiritual, concerning their desires, their longings, it has all become different. And further, given to compare spiritual things with spiritual, then the true child of God, oftentimes, they are given to examine concerning what they have learned. Oh, it is true. Many times those students, it feels like it's going backwards. But when they may be given to compare spiritual things with spiritual, then also by the teaching of the Spirit, when they may be given to reflect upon former times, what they knew, their exercises, even how they have listened in church, then they are given to compare spiritual things with spiritual, because those students, they identify best, and they are given to rejoice when, as a student, that also under the proclamation of God's word, those matters which they may identify with, when it may be proclaimed off the pulpit, what they have experienced, then they are given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. But then there comes a time that the wagon stands still, that there are matters proclaimed, and that the student has to say, that is now a strange matter to me. And that is not because of the difficulty. Of course, we need spiritual insight. We have school, and there is a teacher teaching grade 12 algebra, and you have a grade 1 student in that class, then it is because that student is so ignorant. But now to compare spiritual things with spiritual, and then there can be those reflective moments that when the true child of God is given to reflect upon former times, what they knew, what they were exercised with, how they have listened and sat in church, and how it is now, I read in Psalm 36, verse 9, in thy light we see light, then they may be given to rejoice that they have been led a little further, that they may listen different in church, whether it only concerns the gleaning of Ruth, or whether they have also, by the teaching of the Spirit, have learned something of the greater Boaz, the Lord Jesus Christ, then they are given to compare spiritual things with spiritual, and then they may be given to thank and praise the Lord that they have been led a little further, and then it is a blessing comparing spiritual things with spiritual, because many in this text, then they believe we may also read it because it speaks of words in the former part, that we may also say comparing spiritual things with a spiritual word. Thus it is necessary for the child of God, although there can be much comparing. We can compare with the world. We can compare with others. We shall not multiply it out. But here it speaks of comparing spiritual things with a spiritual word. Oh, those students, because that is the touchstone, not the feelings, not emotions, cannot go without blessed blessing when it may be very tender, that close life with the Lord, but that people are given to compare spiritual things which they have been taught on the school of Jesus with the spiritual word, because our life must be found in the Word of God. All comparing spiritual things with spiritual, then oftentimes, then those students, they must hang their head in shame when they think of former times coming up to God's house. Could be that the week was long. Glad when there was a weekday service. Oh, so glad when Saturday night has come. Oh, a longing, a thirsting, a begging. Poor beggars, poor sinners. So they have come up to God's house. And many a times as a Ruth, because we read in chapter 2 that Ruth has commanded those servants that they had to drop those handfuls on purpose that Ruth may have a little more to glean. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual, how busy they were with their souls. How busy they were with the church. How busy they were with the coming of Christ's kingdom. Oh, how easily the tears have flowed. How they have wept because of their sins and of their missing. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. When the word was opened, when the Spirit has shown that precious mediator in his willingness and his love to save the chiefest of sinners. All those precious invitations, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And now can be so still, can be so dry, still an Orthodox confession. Still reformed, where is the godly sorrow over sin, can so easily justify, can speak of the Lord Jesus Christ, but not living out of Him, through Him, and to Him, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. Think of the Church of Ephesus, where the Spirit has wrought so wonderfully. So many of God's people. And then what was the complaint? Oh, there were good things left. Christ has first commended that church. It was His church. And the Spirit shall never depart from His people. But thou hast left thy first love. What are we to understand by that first love? It may be explained in two ways. When the Lord begins that good work, when it is so lively, and when that love is so vehement, also overflowing, I may say, Lord, Thou knowest all things, notwithstanding my sin. Thou knowest that I love Thee. And in the second place, when the gospel may be opened through the beloved Son of God, when they may be given to behold that Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. But thou hast left thy first love, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That is the case There's backsliding. Oh, the necessity that by renewal we may sit at the feet of Jesus, that as a student we may be uncovered, that we may be taught, that we may be given to repent and turn to that close life, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, then we have said it can also be understood, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual word. Oftentimes, the exercise of the true child of God, when the Lord has spoken, when the Lord has applied, all for that waiting church, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual word, when we may believe the Lord has applied a word, given a promise, embrace it by faith, wait for it by that true hope, and then that people, oftentimes busy, not the worst times, close life at the throne of grace, given oftentimes to speak to the Lord, to remind the Lord, Psalm 119, verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual word. What an example's in the Bible. Abraham, without his Isaac, Joseph, oh, how often in prison, must have been busy comparing spiritual things with those spiritual dreams. You read, the Lord has shown him mercy. The Lord shall not forsake his people. All for the disciples. Then how our text was true, that they compare spiritual things was spiritual. Oh, they have sat at his feet. They have learned much. But after the resurrection, then I read in Luke 24, verse 45, then he opened their understanding that they understood the scriptures when they were given to reflect. Those travelers to Emmaus, when they were given to reflect, then they could compare spiritual things with spiritual and be given to understand and believe that the Spirit has instructed them further, that they were taught further. Concerning our text, we shall close, then we read, and let us examine ourselves. Who is our teacher congregation? And let us remember that the teaching of the world, with all their unbiblical and ungodly thoughts, and even more so with all the technology, that even without we knowing it, that it shall influence us and our children, that we are not so shocked so more at all those ungodly teachings. And to that end, the need that we continually prayerfully read the Bible, because I read in Romans 8 verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Is that your picture, congregation? Oh, ask then the Lord for the teaching of the Spirit, for those spiritual things, what we need to know to live and die comfortably. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, does a clear examination. What does her heart go out after? What is the most important? And it's true. Oh, God's people, they learn they have such a carnal heart. And the world can take such a large place. But if you ask that people, are they truly happy? No. That shall be found in the things of the Lord, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have tried to say a few simple words concerning that teaching which is so indispensable, and that is the teaching of thy Holy Spirit. And thou teachest thy church through thy word. Oh, then we have heard that the apostles written, if only they had known. But for the natural mind, we have read it together, it is hidden, and it is foolishness unto them. They understand not the blessings of the things of the Lord. And to that end, to seek their fulfillment, as so busy seeking it, and the things of the world lawful, and O Lord, wilt thou keep us from all the sinful temptations of the world, but thou hast a people that are under thy teaching, and oftentimes they are given to compare spiritual things with spiritual. And, ah, Lord, the one time for encouragement and the other time for a shaming and for rebuke, oh, do grant that close life at the throne of grace. Well, thou remembrest on this Sabbath day, help fathers and mothers with the children. May there be a little instruction. Ah, may it be blessed by thy Spirit. Wilt thou keep us over the unsafe roads and return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 84, the two stanzas. I graciously will teach thee the way that thou shalt go, and with my eye upon thee, my counsel make thee know. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Baron Blumet and Petula Alberta Vandenberg. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, June 16 at 10 a.m. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. And there will be baptism registration on Thursday evening, June 8 at 7:30 p.m. Psalter 84, the two stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.